I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, March 14. Coming up, over 150 illegal guns taken off the streets since January. Institute of Forensic Science gets bullet track system, and Island Traffic Authority assisting with enforcement of window tint regulations. The news in detail after the break.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because...
Now the news. Over 150 illegal guns have been taken off the streets since the start of this year. National Security Minister Robert Montague says for the January 1 to March 11 period, the police have seized 163 illegal firearms compared with 118 in 2016. They have also seized 1,684 rounds compared with 1,592 for the same period last year. Minister Montague says the police will continue to intensify efforts to remove illegal guns off the streets and significantly reduce the extent of gun-related violence in the country.
We are making progress in taking the illegal weapons and ammunition off the streets, but that's not good enough. We must get to the supply, which is the root cause of our problems. Because the more we take up, it also tells us that more is coming in.
Meanwhile, the forensic capabilities of the security forces have been boosted following the acquisition of a bullet tracks system by the Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine. The bullet tracks system will capture digital images on the surface of bullets, match them with existing images in the police database, suggest potential matches with other bullets, and bolster the Institute's capacity in collecting information from ammunition. The equipment will also boost the speed with which ballistics information can be provided to investigating officers and prosecutors when preparing criminal cases. The system was donated by the United Nations Regional Center for Peace, Disarmament and Development in Latin America and the Caribbean, UNLIREC. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the provision of the bullet tracks system is part of a two-year technical assistance package with the UNLIREC.
This package also includes expert support for the development of written standard operating procedures, training for firearm examiners, competency testing for firearm examiners, and the provision of equipment to support investigations involving the use of firearms.
Mr. Montague was speaking at the handover of the bullet track system to the Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine on Tuesday. The Island Traffic Authority, ITA, will continue to clamp down on motorists who breach window tint regulations. The ITA, a department of the Ministry of Transport and Mining, is responsible for motor vehicle safety and conducts vehicle examinations to ensure they're safe and comply with the law. Director of the Island Traffic Authority, Ludlow Powell, says vehicles that do not comply with the tint regulations will not be assessed for fitness.
Front windscreen should not be obscured in any way for the driver. It should be totally clear. And that is why we allow that 6-inch for cars and small buses and 9 for the bigger buses. You have people out there who are driving and have the windscreen so tinted that they can't see.
The ITA says it's fully on board with enforcement practices and will be taking action against non-compliant public passenger vehicle PPV operators. And the Senate recently approved the Forest Reserve orders, resulting in 11 additional areas of forests totaling 1,862.74 hectares being declared as reserves. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr., who piloted the motion, highlighted the benefits of forests.
The forest lands in Jamaica are very significant. They are responsible for generating a broad spectrum of goods and services. In addition to the tradition of goods and services, forests in Jamaica play a crucial role in protecting and conserving the primary resources of water, soil, biological diversity, and our air quality.
Senator Charles Jr. says establishing the legal framework that protects forests by declaring them as reserves was one aspect of the goal of conserving the country's biodiversity, promoting sustainability, and supporting livelihoods. The motion was supported by opposition members. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.